We're back on the scorecard on News Talk 1230 WFAS. And right now on the phone, we have Bellator bantamweight Blair Tugman right now on the line. He's going to fight Rodrigo Almeida on July 17th at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Blair, how's it going today?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Blair, let's start right off, with you. You're in training camp right now. You're training with Team Alpha Male?
I'm out in California for a week. I do most of my training back in Connecticut, but I came out here for a week to kind of push myself and train with some of the best guys in the world. But I do my main training is at Calandrelli BJJ in North Haven, Connecticut, which is a Marcelo Garcia affiliate. I'm out here this week training with some UFC vets and some world champs and things like that. So it's helping me push for the fight.
How is that? How is it training with guys like TJ Dillashaw, Uriah Faber, Paige Van Zandt out there now? How is that? How much does that improve your game?
Yeah, I mean, mentally it definitely helps. And going with guys like that, just being around guys like Cody Garbrandt, Chris Holdsworth, Chad Mendez. Unfortunately, Dillashaw isn't out here right now. He's out in Colorado with Dwayne Ludwig. He'll be back in a week or two, I was told. But, I'm getting the chance to roll around with Chad Mendez and Faber and guys like that. It's pretty neat. It's an awesome experience and definitely gives me confidence going into the fight in July.
So, Blair, you're a Connecticut guy, right?
That's correct.
So you're going to be fighting in your hometown at Mohegan Sun against Rodrigo Almeida. What's that going to be like fighting in front of your family?
Oh, it's a great experience. I mean, I grew up down the road in New Jersey there. I wrestled in New Jersey all through high school and then went to college in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, wrestled there, and then moved out to Connecticut and have never looked back. I've been training there ever since, and I've built up a lot of friends and family right around that area. So it's an awesome experience to fight in front of them. They're all going to be there cheering me on. My wrestling club will be there, so it definitely gives me a little added motivation to fight in front of them.
Blair, there's so much talk about Bellator versus the UFC. Now, is your in your mind as a fighter in Bellator, is your eventual goal to get into the UFC? Are you happy with where you are now?
I'm not happy with where I'm at yet. I want a world title here eventually. So I think Bellator is an unbelievable organization, and I'm just looking to be on a main card here shortly, and hopefully start fighting for a world title here after I get this win, and hopefully a couple more. And wherever that leads me, I'll assess myself when I'm done with that. But for now, the goal is to just keep winning and get that Bellator title.
In terms of your mental preparation at this point, what are some fine-tuned skills you think you need to improve on as you try to reach that level that you speak of in terms of being a headliner and potentially moving on from there?
I think, they want to see guys that are going out there and looking for finishes. They don't want to see guys just squeaking out decisions, which is not always the easiest thing to do when you have two high-level fighters fighting each other. But I've definitely worked my butt off on my stand-up abilities, my grappling abilities. I'm 100% confident in. I'm a black belt in BJJ under Andrew Calandrelli, who's a Marcelo Garcia affiliate, and a Division I college wrestler. So I know I'm very good grappling-wise, and I've been working strenuously on my stand-up, and coming out here and training with some UFC guys and working stand-up with them has definitely helped.
We're talking to Bellator bantamweight Blair Tugman. He fights Rodrigo Almeida on July 17th at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Now, Blair, I got to ask you, because I've talked to a few fighters. I've talked to a few guys in the past few weeks. And, it's the corny question, how did you get into fighting? But I got to know, because I think it's so interesting that, all these professional fighters, you guys in Bellator, you guys in the UFC, just you go out there and beat each other up for a living. How did you get to that point in your life?
I've always liked competition. I've always thrived on competition ever since I was a young kid. I played multiple sports, and then I kind of honed in on wrestling because I liked the one-on-one aspect. I didn't have to rely on anybody else but myself. I couldn't blame anybody else but myself. And then after I graduated college and was kind of done with my wrestling career, I still had that competitive fire. I started doing jiu-jitsu. A good buddy of mine that I went to college with, Mike Cesnulovich, who was also in the UFC, and also I went to school with Sarah McMahon and Charlie Brenneman. They all ended up going into the UFC. So here I am seeing all my buddies from college fighting and getting into the UFC, and I'm like, hey, man, why don't I try that? And I haven't looked back since, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I just enjoy the competition, you know, and the rush you get when you get in there and you're fighting.
Now, Blair, talk about your opponent a little bit, Rodrigo Almeida. He's very good. He's top 10 in a few different weight classes. Can you talk a little bit about him and your game plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, he's extremely tough kid. He's 12-2 right now. I believe he's on like a 7-fight win streak. He has a win over a UFC vet, Walil Watson, who actually has a loss to Dillashaw. So him and Dillashaw have a common opponent. I know he's got a capoeira background, and I'm assuming he's pretty tough jiu-jitsu guy, well-rounded. It'll be a tough fight. The game plan going in is just to do what I normally do, and that's push the pace, land some strikes on my feet, and then wherever the fight takes me. I mean, I'm obviously looking to take him down eventually and pound him out and submit him, but if that can't happen, then I'm confident in my stand-up abilities. I've been working hard, so the game plan just stays the same every fight pretty much. Do what I do best and stick to it.
We're talking to Bellator bantamweight Blair Tugman here on the show again. He fights Rodrigo Almeida July 17th at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Now, Blair, this past weekend you saw the big heavyweight fight between Cain, or I'm assuming at least you saw the big heavyweight fight between Cain Velasquez and Fabricio Werdum.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had a layoff the way Cain Velasquez had, but what did you think of that fight itself? What did you think of Cain's performance? And you know, I don't want to say how good is Fabricio Werdum, because obviously now he's the best heavyweight in the world. But do you attribute a lot, some of Cain's performance to ring rust, or what did you see in that fight?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due, and Fabricio went out and did an unbelievable job. He looked great on his feet. He was beating Cain up pretty good. You know, from previous fights I saw Cain fight, he didn't look himself. I don't know if that was from the layoff, or I can't speak for him and how he felt or anything like that. But hey, he got beat that night. So on that night, Werdum was the better guy. That's all that matters. Cain will probably be back and get a rematch, and we'll see what happens on the next one.
Well, Blair, a week before your July 17th fight against Rodrigo Almeida, you have maybe one of the most anticipated fights in MMA history, Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo. And I asked Cubs, Blair, I'm going to tell you, I asked Cub Swanson a terrible question. I made the same mistake, and I asked Frankie Edgar the same question about how if, and I'm going to ask you the same one, so I'm sorry in advance, but if you were fighting a guy like Conor McGregor, who in that international fight week, I don't know if you saw, Cub Swanson didn't see it, gave me one word answer, said I didn't see it, or a few word answer, but if a guy like that was taunting you the way Conor McGregor taunts Jose Aldo at a press conference, or just constantly in interviews on Fox or whatever platform it might be, how would you as a person respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely trying to get in his head, and it's a ploy to kind of take Aldo off of his game. Me personally, I don't like people trying to do that, but you have to be professional and you know, do your talking in the cage, not at the press conferences. So we'll see July 11th what happens there with Aldo and McGregor. But the whole taunting thing, I understand it. He's drawing attention to the sport, which is great. I think it's probably one of the biggest. It's probably going to be one of the biggest UFCs to date, just for that reason. The guy's funny to listen to, and he's fun to watch. So it'll be interesting.
Well, you mentioned before you want to get on the, you want to get a headlining fight. You want to eventually get a title shot and become champion. Now, I think one of the big arguments or disputes in MMA at the moment is, you know, is that what it's going to take going forward? A guy like Conor McGregor with those types of antics. Do you worry about that a little bit? Is that in your nature to? I know you said you do your fighting inside the octagon or inside the ring, but do you think that that's going to possibly be the way to get to become a headliner?
I don't think it's necessary because there's been plenty of champs before McGregor that have never acted like that. I think, you know, as long as you're performing in the cage and you're getting the job done in there, there's no way for people not to see, hey, man, this guy deserves a shot. So as long as I keep on the right path and doing what I'm doing and getting my hand raised, you know, Bellator is not going to have a choice but to put me in there and give me my shot.
Well, Blair, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Again, Blair Tugman, Bellator bantamweight. He's fighting Rodrigo Almeida July 17th at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. And Blair, real quick before we let you go, MMA in New York. I don't know. I didn't see it happen today, but I heard it was happening. I guess it was supposed to happen yesterday, today, or tomorrow. I mean, how crazy would that be? Eventually, you know, you're a Connecticut guy, but how crazy would that be for you to fight in, you know, Madison Square Garden eventually if you get to that point?
It's funny you say that because I just mentioned that to my buddy. I saw a post there on Facebook about it, and I said, man, Madison Square Garden, wouldn't that be something? I think it's awesome. I mean, I think every state should have it legalized. I don't know why they don't yet, but I hope someday that they get there, and, man, fighting in Madison Square Garden would be a dream come true. So I think it's an exciting time. And one last thing, I just want to thank my buddy who let me come out and stay with him and his family, Hal Morgan, Alicia, his two daughters. They let me come out to California and stay with them for the week while I'm training here at Alpha Male. So much appreciated. Brothers, family, mom, dad, thanks for everything. And thank you, Chris, for giving me the time.
Yeah, absolutely, Blair. It was a pleasure to have you.
All right, thanks.